Welcome back to Security for Legal SaaS. I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan. Episode 24, ABAC and Policy Engines. Alice, last episode we built a role-based access control model with about 5 or 6 roles. You said that covers 80% of access decisions. Today is about the other 20%.
Exactly. Here's the scenario that breaks pure our back. You have an associate in the M&A practice group. They should be able to read M&A matter documents, but not litigation documents, even though they have the same associate role as someone in the litigation group. RBAC says associates can read documents, but it can't say associates can read documents in their own practice group during business hours from a managed device. That's where ADAC comes in, attribute-based access control.
So instead of just checking the role, you're checking a bunch of properties.
Right. ABAC evaluates 4 categories of attributes when making an access decision. Subject attributes, that's about the user. Their role, their department, their practice group, their seniority. Resource attributes, that's about the thing they're trying to access. Is this document tagged as M&A or litigation? What confidentiality tier is it? Action attributes. Are they trying to read it, edit it, download it, share it externally? And environment attributes. What time is it? Are they on the office network or public Wi-Fi? Is their device managed by the firm's IT?
Right. So an ABARC policy might say something like, allow access if the user's department matches the document's practice group, the action is read, and they're on the VPN.
Exactly. And the practical approach is to combine RBAC and ABAC. Use roles for the broad strokes. The role gets you through the first gate. Then use attributes for the fine-grained decisions within that role. The role says, you're an associate, you can access matter documents. The attributes say, specifically, you can access M&A documents tagged up to confidential level, from a managed device.
But where do these policies actually live? You're not hard-coding all of this in your application, right?
No, and that's where policy engines come in. A policy engine is a separate service that your application queries whenever it needs to make an access decision. Your application sends the attributes, who's asking, what they want, under what conditions, and the engine evaluates the policy and returns allow or deny. The rules live outside your application code, which means you can update policies without redeploying your application.
Yeah. So what are the main options?
3 big ones. First is Open Policy Agent, OPAA. It's the most widely adopted. It's a graduated project in the Cloud Native Computing Foundation, and it's been in production at large scale since about 2018. You write policies in a language called Rego. OPAA is general purpose. You can use it for authorization, but also for Kubernetes admission control, API gateway policies, infrastructure compliance. It's very powerful.
And the second?
Cedar, developed by AWS and open sourced in 2023. Cedar is purpose-built for application-level authorization. It's more specialized than OPAA. The syntax is more readable for authorization roles, and it has a key feature that lawyers should appreciate, formal verification. Cedar's type system can mathematically prove that certain policy configurations are correct. You can verify before deploying that no combination of attributes will accidentally grant admin access to a regular user.
That's interesting. Formal proof of correctness. What's the third?
Google Zanzibar, or more practically its open source implementation called OpenFGA. Zanzibar is the system Google uses internally. It handles access checks for Google Drive, YouTube, Google Cloud. The model is fundamentally different. Instead of evaluating attributes, it checks relationships. Alice is an editor of DocumentX. Alice is a member of Team Y, and Team Y owns MatterZ. It's incredibly fast at scale because relationship lookups are simpler than arbitrary policy evaluation.
Which one should someone building legal SaaS pick?
It depends on your access model. If your primary pattern is users belong to practice groups and need access to matters within those groups, That's a relationship model, and Zanzibar or OpenFGA is a natural fit. If you need complex conditional logic, time-based access, jurisdiction restrictions, confidentiality tiers, OPA or CEDAR gives you more expressive power. For most legal SaaS platforms, I lean towards CEDAR for application-level authorization. The formal verification alone is worth the trade-off of a smaller ecosystem.
Right. Let me ask about performance. If every API request has to call out to a policy engine, doesn't that add latency?
This is one of those concerns that sounds reasonable but doesn't hold up in practice. A well-configured OPA instance evaluates typical authorization queries in under a millisecond. CEDAR benchmarks similarly. Compare that to the 5 to 50 milliseconds your database query takes, and the policy evaluation is basically free. The key is keeping frequently used attributes, user roles, matter assignments, loaded in the policy engine's local data store, so you're not making network calls to look them up on every request.
What about caching?
You can cache decisions for identical inputs. Same user, same resource, same action. Invalidate the cache when roles change or matter assignments update. But be careful with time-based policies. If access expires at 5 p.m., the cache needs to respect that. The standard pattern is a short TTL. A few seconds for time-sensitive policies, and longer TTLs for stable ones like role membership.
Yeah. Give me a real legal scenario where ABAC makes a difference that pure RBAK can't handle.
Deal room access. A corporate M&A team gets access to due diligence documents for 90 days. After the deal closes, access automatically expires. RBAC can give them the deal team member role. But only an environment attribute, current date compared to the deal's expiry date, can automatically revoke access when the window closes. Without ABAC, someone has to remember to manually remove access after every deal. With ABAC, the policy handles it.
Another one?
Document export controls. Reading a document internally is one thing. Downloading it or emailing it outside the firm is another. ABAC can require a different approval attribute for export actions. The user has permission to read, but to download, they need an additional approval flag from a supervising partner. Same user, same document, different action. Different policy outcome.
Right. Quick summary. RBAC for the broad strokes, ABAC for the fine grain. Externalize your policies into an engine like OPA, CEDAR, or OpenFGA instead of hard-coding them.
And one more thing. The industry is converging on a standard API for authorization called AuthSEN from the OpenID Foundation. It means you can pick a policy engine today and swap it later without rewriting your application. The interface stays the same.
Next episode, Ethical Walls and Matterscope Access, when two partners in the same firm are on opposite sides of the same deal.
Until then, I'm Alice.
And I'm Dan.
Security for Legal SaaS is a series written with AI assistance. Alice and Dan are AI-generated voices. No professional advice here, just education.